We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Dustin Hockensmith here. Brandon Pelter, our good friend, joins us to talk some Penn State wrestling. Big weekend for the Nittany Lions, Brandon. Not that many people would have expected otherwise. 2019 Big Ten Conference Champions, four individual champs, six finalists, nine NCAA qualifiers. Just a good weekend all around from a team perspective. How would you describe the entire performance up and down Penn State's lineup?
I think it met expectations. to keep it pretty simple there, it's what the fans expected. I'm sure it's what was expected there in the room. There's a little bit of room to grow. You mentioned only four champions, so certainly still some work to be done. And, you know, at the end of the day, what really matters is 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and I think that they've made that pretty clear in these tournaments in the past before. One of the bigger surprises, I suppose, was Vincenzo Joseph getting beat in the 165 final there. Alex Marinelli, 6-point move, really the difference in that match. I think 9-3 was the final. If you look ahead a couple weeks, how big of a threat do you feel like he is to Vincenzo to try to get that third straight title?
Yeah, well, he definitely poses a big threat. If you remember the BJC duel, Marinelli also able to best Vincenzo Joseph. But, you know, as I was kind of thinking through after that match ended for Joseph last night, I realized he's never won a Big Ten title. He lost to Isaiah Martinez both the last 2 years, and we saw how that's been able to work out for Vincenzo Joseph. So if you think about it that way, maybe he's on a pretty darn good path. And certainly, when we've talked about Vincenzo Joseph, how he's a guy that at times can get lost in the shuffle of the Bo Nichols and Jason Nulfs on this Penn State team, he has the chance to make history this season. He can be the first Penn State wrestler to ever win three national championships in his first 3 years.
And it plays into what we discussed, I think, a couple weeks ago, where Joseph is just, for somebody who could be on the verge of making history, he just remains very easy to forget about. And maybe it's just because of situations like this where he loses a match and now suddenly a lot of people thinking about him not being the favorite, maybe in that 165 pound bracket. But as you mentioned, it's par for the course.
Yeah, I mean, and we didn't talked about it, but coming into the Big Ten tournament here, there was speculation, or at least fans, calling for him not to be the number one seed, which was a little bewildering after such an impressive regular season for Vincenzo Joseph. So it seems like, you know, for the outside world, he's an easy guy to doubt, but it's been pretty clear he feeds off that when it comes to the big stage.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that, you know, we also talked about that. Penn State wrestlers just seem to rise to the occasion when the matches matter the most. And coming off a weekend for me personally where, you know, I covered the state wrestling championships for high schools. And, you know, you do get to see the rarity in wrestlers in the championship finals of any big time tournament who still are on the gas pedal and are truly wrestling to win and not wrestling not to lose. And I think that's just something that Penn State brings to the table. And it's not that not all college athletes have that.
And for Penn State, their equation, if you will, is bonus points. That's what it solely relies on. I think that's when we look at how they wrestle week in and week out. They're an aggressive team and a physical team. And if you're nervous, and as you mentioned, wrestling just not to lose, you're not going to be scoring bonus points. You're going to be hanging on for dear life. So that just mentality of wrestling not to lose has no room in Penn State's wrestling room. That's nowhere to be seen, and that's pretty evident.
Competitive through and through. How about Anthony Cassar there in the heavyweight finals over Gable Stevenson? Big win. Love the reaction afterwards, just feeding into the crowd a little bit. I'm big into to a certain extent, the showmanship that, that college wrestling allows. And I thought his reaction after winning that match, a huge win. I'm not sure if that, that goes down as one that anybody really could have penciled in for sure, but a big win there for Kassar and just icing on the cake here for Penn State.
When you not only hand the guy his first loss in the year, but you also take him down for the very first time. It's the very first time Gable Stevenson was taken down this season. Yeah, I think you can celebrate a little bit. I have no issue with that. I mean, he just won a Big Ten title. I think you got to have some fun with it. That's how you stay fresh throughout the course of such a long and grinding season, especially with a sport like wrestling. That's impressive for Anthony Kassar. That takedown in that final minute, went for that double leg, kind of got stonewalled a bit, but was able to work his way through it. Now the target's on his back, and a guy like Anthony Kassar with his personality, just a little bit of swagger that he has, I think he'd have it no other way.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they love Keystone Sports Network listeners. We'd like to extend a special offer for the blue-white game. And while we're at that, still you can get your entries in for the drawing for a free RV for the blue-white game. Those entries have to be in by March 12th, Tuesday, March 12th. You got to download the Keystone Sports app if you don't have it already. If you do have it, go to the app. All you got to do is give a name and an email, and you will be entered into the drawing. That drawing will be held on Thursday, March 14th. So back to the offer for you, $350. That's the starting rate for a group of four people arriving anytime Friday, staying through the whole weekend, through the blue-white game. Do the quick math. It's a really good deal. You get the free parking and free shuttle back and forth to Beaver Stadium. Admission to the game is free. Starting point, $350 for a group of four. Check it all out at GoPSURV.com. Back to wrestling here. Bo Nickel, little different path to beating Miles Martin in the 197 finals. He worked that cradle the first time they met. This time, just I would say a dismantling is a good way to put it. 10-3 wasn't bonus points, but a pretty dominant effort there. And not that anybody thought that cradle was fluky, but I'm sure there was a segment of fans maybe out in Columbus thinking, well, let's see what happens over the course of a full 7 minutes. And this is what happened over 7 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, going against Colin Moore there for Bo, we just see day in and day out, and I know we've talked about this a ton, but these guys are not afraid to try something new. Especially Bo and Jason, they're going to go out there and it doesn't really matter the stage. That's one of the reasons why they're so special. So maybe you want to chalk it up as something fluky, but I think we've seen these guys do enough crazy things and a spur of the moment kind of things that to me, it's a little more than that. Maybe a little bit of luck plays into it, but at the same time, for to be in that kind of position, for Bo Nickel, that's just something he's been able to do throughout his career.
I said Miles Martin, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I was thinking back to last year. Colin
Fans
Moore,
would love
obviously.
To see that. I'd love to see that again.
Yeah, I think that would be fun too, the way the last season ended. Miles Martin, speaking of him, winner by forfeit at 184 over Shakur Rashid. Brady Berge also medically forfeited out to sixth place. What's the thought on those guys? And I guess I don't know whether there's gamesmanship or trying to just go risk versus reward and erring on the side of caution on guys who might be a little banged up.
I think for Penn State, it's pretty clear that, yes, a Big Ten title and team championship, all that comes along with it, it's important, but what really matters, what they care about, is the end of March coming up here in 2 weeks. So with that in mind, once your guy is qualified, not that you don't want him to wrestle, but if there's a question, why would you? It doesn't really make sense. Both guys have struggled to be in a lineup consistently here down the stretch of the dual season for Penn State. So I think if there's a question, if there's a doubt, it's really not worth putting them out there on the mat to wrestle for, what, a better seed at NCAAs. That's about all that's on the line.
And I'm sure KL, just a lot of coaches feel like you want better positioning, but at the end of the day, if you're going to win a title, you got to beat all the best guys anyway. So when push comes to shove, you got a couple weeks to try to get healthy. I think it makes all the sense in the world. Jason Nolf, not a lot of dramatics there. Pretty dominant run to the 157 title, 12-4 over Tyler Berger of Nebraska in the finals there. Not that you would expect anything else from him.
Yeah, certainly not, especially after Tyler Berger kind of called him out on Twitter a couple weeks ago, saying that he was shutting down all his social media to refocus. I know a lot of Penn State fans kind of gave him grief for that, and that popped right back up last night after Jason Nolf handily beat him. Not a surprise there. Of course, got to stay focused and right back into things for NCAAs, but, well, I think it's pretty obvious that that we'd be shocked if Jason Nolf was not a national championship, in 2 weeks.
Tell me about Roman Bravo Young in that 133-pound bracket, where both here in Big Tens and nationally, that is just such a deep and talented weight class, and it's going to be a challenge for him for sure. But the you saw it at Big Tens. You saw your Austin DeSantos and Ethan Lezaks and everybody else. And Dayton Fix nationally to the mix. I just wonder where he fits into that class.
You know, he has the potential to, I think, finish top three. I think he can handle and stick around with anybody. But keep in mind, this kid's a true freshman. I mean, the sky is the limit, and there's no doubt that 133 is the most competitive weight class this year, and probably one of the most competitive weight classes in the last few years in all of NCAA wrestling. So Roman's going to have his hands full. But, he certainly has the potential to place and have an All-American finish. I think that's well on the table. I would say if you want to put an expectation to it or maybe set a bar for him, you want to kind of set that bar around fifth place. I think that's fair for him. The way he's competed throughout this year, like I said, he certainly has the potential to reach that bar. And for Penn State, you would love if he can finish in fifth place. And kind of now, as a freshman, that's where you set things, and you only want to get better from there.
Got about 30 seconds here. Penn State, with their depth and talent and their mix this year, is this their NCAA title to lose once again?
Yes, no question. We saw what they did at Big Tens, and that's with, as we talked about, guys medically forfeiting. Two of them, Penn State's title to lose. I think we're going to see the eighth in the last 9 years.
There you go. Penn State Big Ten champions. They crowned 4 individual champs out in Minnesota, 6 finalists, 9 NCAA qualifiers. They did have, as Brandon mentioned, a couple guys medically forfeit out, Shakur Rashid, Brady Berge. But this is what you've got there for Penn State. You got some candidates, and you expect Vincenzo Joseph to bounce back and maybe make his claim for a third straight. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.